The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from CBS News. Authorities in South Carolina are warning residents to lock their doors and windows after more than 40 monkeys escaped from a research facility Wednesday night. The monkeys broke loose from an Alpha Genesis facility in Beaufort County, and traps have been set up and thermal imaging cameras are being used in an effort to locate the fugitive monkeys.
Run.
In an update posted earlier today, police confirmed that 43...
Oh, wow!
I'm going to screw this one up. Rhesus.
Yes.
Macaque.
The little ones.
Escaped and none have been captured as of mid-morning. Police said, and I quote, residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent these animals from entering your home. If you spot any of the escaped animals, please contact 911 immediately and do not approach them.
They are you guys, they're very young females. They weigh 6 to 7 pounds. They had never been used for testing due to their age, which says to me they were born in captivity.
I would presume, yeah.
So this is how the start of the Planet of the Apes movies
That is correct.
Goes.
That is correct. Also, if you have read The Hot Zone about the Ebola scare, I think those were rhesus monkeys. I would have to go back and look. That were housed in a testing facility in Reston, Virginia.
I'm torn on this one because I understand the importance of testing certain things on animals before they go to market for humans. Does it, you know, because we're closely related. Does it work on them? If so, yes, then maybe we can begin human trial. If it doesn't, then no, and this poor monkey may have suffered. But I remember doing a research paper in college on animal testing. And some of the things that we did, I'm not going to get graphic, I'm not going to go into detail on anything. But some of the things that go on in these labs is downright evil.
Okay, that was 30 years ago that you were doing that report.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
I do not deny those things would be considered evil. But that is a little bit of a slippery slope. Because without some of that testing, we would not have drugs brought to market.
I know.
In the way that we do today.
And that's why I'm torn.
And I'm, Scott, according to its website, Alpha Genesis breeds monkeys and provides non-human primate products and bioresearch services around the globe. The company's clinical trials reportedly include research on progressive brain disorders. So you're talking Alzheimer's. ALS,
dementia.
You're talking dementia, yep. All of those things. The CEO told CBS News this morning that a caretaker inadvertently failed to secure a door at an enclosure, allowing the monkeys to roam free, quoting, not funny, but quoting here, it's really like follow the leader, he says. You see one go, and there go the others.
Monkey see, monkey do.
It was a group of 50. Seven stayed behind, 43 bolted for the door.
Oh, those seven. You gotta go.
Dumb.
The CEO also says the monkey escape is, quote, frustrating, and, quote, he's hoping for a happy ending.
But I wonder if...
Probably use a different...
term, yeah.
Phrasing.
But I wonder if we would, regarding animal testing, and, again, I understand the importance of it and the developments that have come through testing on animals, but the cosmetics that you use are tested on animals.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these animals, their life is getting a different product rubbed onto their skin
or in their
every
eyes,
day to
or in
see
their eyes.
Whether or not it burns them.
Correct.
It's not a great lifestyle. Sorry to sound like PETA, but...
No, but what I was going to say is I wonder if we would feel differently if it wasn't rabbits, which is the... When it comes to cosmetics, rabbits are the number one animal used, or at least it was 30 years ago when Scott was much younger. Or if it was monkeys, which they use for medications and stuff like that. If we were testing these sorts of products on dogs or cats,
would we never allow it?
Would we feel differently?
Of course.
And the answer is yes. The answer is 100%. If people learned that dogs were being bred in captivity only to have products rubbed in their eyes.
Okay, but Scott, I hate to bring this up, but we saw this a couple years ago, and it was either, I think it was Mizzou, it might have been K-State, we'd have to look it up, and the animals in question were beagles. And it,
I think that was Mizzou.
The dogs were blinded and then euthanized. And
beagles are commonly used for testing.
Dogs are used for testing. And I don't want to make it sound like
that's true.
They're not.
And do you remember the outrage?
Outrage mm-hmm. over that story. And you remember we had somebody call into the program who works in, you know, veterinary research and said, look, every care is taken.
It was in 2016. It was Mizzou.
Every care is taken to make sure the animals are as comfortable as possible, like all of those things. And you have to be careful what you ask for, because without some of that testing, and I don't mean makeup testing, but I mean for testing to get drugs to the market, testing to help find cures for things like Alzheimer's. Without this, would we move the needle on some of those disorders? And I think the answer is no.
The answer is no. You're right.
The Alzheimer's research is not looking for the cure. It's trying to find the cause. They are literally giving these monkeys Alzheimer's.
The researchers at Mizzou, this was back in 2016, poured an experimental acid into the dog's corneas.
I knew that's what it was, and I wasn't going to read it because it's so awful.
To test a treatment for corneal ulcers. However, the experiment failed, and they ended up putting down six of the beagles.
The Post and Courier newspaper reported last year that Alpha Genesis, the company in question here with the monkeys on the run, won a federal contract to oversee a colony of 3,500 rhesus monkeys on South Carolina's Morgan Island, known as Monkey Island. 3,500 monkeys. This is a federal contract on South Carolina's Morgan Island, wherever that is.
Well, it's off the coast.
For biomedical research for these types of issues.
This isn't the first time that monkeys
have
escaped.
I feel like Escape from Monkey Island is also a great title.
That would be a great movie.
For a horror film. What happened on Monkey Island? They escaped.
Telephone number is 913-586-7-
Bad monkey.
586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.